In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, something happened this morning that I don't think has ever happened in my ministry as a Reformed Church minister or missionary or priest in the Orthodox Church. And Sue is probably wondering why I'm standing here with my folder if it's empty. It's not quite empty. I couldn't find my sermon this morning. I found my outline that I'd written, but the text of the sermon is somewhere else. I went through it and I prepared for it, and this morning I opened my folder and all I have is the outline and a list of the Myrrhbury women here. But I think we can say a few words from the text. It's a powerful witness that we have this morning. And brothers and sisters in Christ, who are the ones? I need help from the children here. Who are the ones who first saw that Jesus was risen? Was it the men apostles, or was it the women followers of Jesus?
The women,
wasn't it? Very good. You know, we might think that, well, if something really important is about to happen, men will probably be the ones right at the center of it all, and especially the apostles, wouldn't you think? The disciples, those who followed Jesus during his ministry?
Yeah.
But you would think so, wouldn't you? But they were afraid. They were scared, and they were hiding. And it was myrrh-bearing women. And last night I did go through and I read a lot of stuff about this, about the myrrh-bearing women and all, even though I couldn't find my sermon. And I found out that, you know, something that maybe the kids don't know, adults should all know this, I guess, but the myrrh-bearing women were those who had accompanied Jesus in his ministry. They were witnesses of Jesus. They knew Jesus. They had been with him the 3 years during the time that he ministered in Galilee. And those women are also the ones who were around Jesus when he was on the cross. Can you remember at least one woman who was there at the cross? Mary, the mother of Jesus. Remember, she was right there at the foot of the cross. And she had a spear went into her heart. That's what it felt like to her when she saw that Jesus, her son, was crucified. And then the soldier spears his side with a spear. You can imagine how his mother felt. She was filled with sorrow. But she was there. And there were other women there. Mary Magdalene, and I'm going to read, I do have the list here. By the way, there are some icons that have 9 myrrh-bearing women and some that have 8. But Susan, you are on all both of those, so don't worry. I believe it's Mary, the Theotokos, the mother of Jesus, who sometimes is on and sometimes isn't. Does anyone want to correct me on that? But this is how we have the list here. St. Joanna, St. Mary Magdalene, St. Mary, the wife of Cleopas, St. Salome, St. Susanna, St. Martha, and Mary of Bethany, sisters of Lazarus. There's 7. And then there's one more, St. Salome, the mother of the sons of Zebedee. So we have 8. I said her already. So there were 7 on that list, and you didn't hear the Theotokos. The one that has 8 has the Theotokos on it. Mary, the mother of Jesus, the Theotokos. But these are women who had been with Jesus in his ministry, and they were there. They were loyal to Jesus, They did not leave him. The apostolic ministry is the ministry of being sent. And before the apostles were sent as witnesses of the resurrection, the women were sent. Remember, they were at the tomb. We read about that this morning. That Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, and then it says that the other women with them, they were there at the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus, and they saw that the stone had been rolled away. They went into the tomb. They saw this angel sitting there alongside the place where Jesus had lain. And he said to them, go. And what does it mean to be an apostle? An apostle is one who is sent. Jesus says, go, and an apostle goes. These women were told to go and to tell. Go and tell the men apostles, the disciples, what you have seen and heard. Go and tell them what you know about Jesus. So they went, and they were the first apostles. The murmuring women were known very well by the whole community. But when the women went and told the apostles, it says that they did not believe, verse 11. They heard that he was alive and had been seen by Mary Magdalene and the other women. It says they did not believe. Well, that wasn't very encouraging. But it does tell us that Peter went and ran to the tomb. He had to see for himself. And all the apostles did see for themselves. If they were going to be eyewitnesses of Christ's death, his resurrection, or his death, his burial, and his resurrection, then they had to see for themselves. And Jesus did reveal himself to them. But the women were the first. There's something else interesting that I learned when I was preparing for this. And that is, the church points out how when you go way back, you know, God created the world, right? And who were the first two people that God created?
Jesus.
Adam and Eve. And then there was Adam, and then God created Eve. Right? He took the rib out of his side, and he created Eve to be a helper for him. And what happened when the devil talked to Eve and said to her, oh, you know what? Did God tell you shouldn't eat any of these beautiful fruits from the tree here? They sure are good, aren't they? And what did Eve do? Did she say, no, I can't eat that because God loves me and I trust God. He said we shouldn't eat that yet. We shouldn't eat that from that tree. But what did she say? She listened to the devil, didn't she? And she took one of those fruit, maybe it was an apple, and and she bit into it, and boy, it was good. And then what did she do? She went to Adam, and she gave some to him. And they both disobeyed God, and it's a story of how the whole human race fell. They fell into sin. They fell. They were living in this beautiful friendship, a beautiful relationship of love and fellowship with God, but they fell. And it was Eve. It was the woman who was an agent of destruction. She gave to Adam. She should have encouraged Adam to be a good father, a good husband, and a good man. Instead, she encouraged him to do something bad. Well, it's almost like God says, okay, I'm going to turn the tables now. And when the new restoration of all things comes through Jesus, now the women are going to be the first ones. They're going to be the agents of good news and life. It's almost like he said, okay, I'm going to give you women a chance to redeem yourselves. No, you were the ones who tempted Adam, and everything went bad.
Now I want you to be the ones who go to these men and encourage them and say, you know what? The good news is Jesus has risen. And we are bearers of glad tidings. We are bearers of the good news. We are the ones whom God has chosen to be the bearers of new life and restoration of all things. And they did. I think it's beautiful how God used the women. These women, notice three things about the women. They were witnesses of Jesus' death. Is it important that we know that Jesus died? Absolutely. They witnessed his death. They also witnessed his burial. It says that they took notice and they saw where Jesus was laid. They took notice. They knew exactly what tomb he was in. Why would that be important? Some would say, oh, you know, no one knows where he really was buried. That's why you can say he rose, but you don't know where he was buried. They said, we do too. We saw him. We saw Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea. We saw them take Jesus' body and place it in this new tomb right here, close to where he was crucified. Okay, so they witnessed his death. They witnessed his burial. And they witnessed his resurrection. Those are all important things. Jesus came, he had to die for us, didn't he? If Jesus didn't die for our sins, then what hope do we have when we die? But Jesus died. He entered into every part of our experience. And the worst part of our experience as human beings is death. Jesus entered into the very depths of our death in order that he might free us from that. And then he was buried. And we could look at the empty tomb and say, there it was. You can check it out for yourself. He's not there. And then they witnessed his resurrection. If we are going to be like the women, faithful and courageous, then we too are going to be witnesses. We're going to proclaim that Jesus died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day for our salvation. That is what we are called to do. We are called to believe this, and we are called to speak. We are called to share that good news. I want to say one more thing. At the heart and soul of the good news of this season is that something has been done that none of us could do. The good news is we're just witnesses. We are just people who tell you what God has done. Because when it comes to the resurrection, those disciples, those murmuring women, couldn't do anything other than just witness. God, and only God, could make that resurrection take place. God and only God can forgive us our sins. God and only God can raise us up on the other side of our death in the resurrection. That is what we are witnesses of something that God does. So when it comes to the resurrection, the human role in the resurrection is that of witness, not worker. We don't do a thing for that. We just accept it and believe it. And that's the good news. And the women, the murmuring women, were the first to share that good news with a lost and dying world. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Cristo ha resucitado.
En verdad ha resucitado.
Christos Anesti.
Alleluia Anesti.
Christos
Voskresi.
Voskresi. Voskresi.
Glory to his third day resurrection.
We glorify his third day resurrection.